Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? This is a historic day for the Swolecast. We've got one of the, one of the biggest sports media influencers in the game, a guy who breaks news regularly on X.com, a guy who I look up to, and a guy who I feel like we have a lot in common, Jack Settleman. We also have another best ball finalist on the show, other than myself, that's Peter Overzet. And then Davis joins us as well, as usual. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. It's the Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com.
You came back from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. This is the title of the show, I think, is we're going to be calling it the Live a Little Bros versus the ADP host. And you can tell who the Live a Little Bros are just by the title of the thumbnail.
It's the direction of our hats. You'll notice
the backward
hat bros are ready to draft by ADP.
And the lower third, Davis Matic, Peter Overzet. And then Jax is Sky Moore is a punt returner, and mine's David Kitchen, 2 times best ball finalist. Like there is a
you really need more specificity in that, because you're letting all the people who are drafting, you know, Pomeranians and puppies sort of have stolen valor with you by not indicating that it 2x best ball flagship finalist.
That's right. Because I know that you said that you are also a best ball finalist, and I, Davis, if you want to be looped in with those guys, I will include you. Like, what is the name of the best ball final that you made? Is it like a puppy 3?
Well, I've made one every year, but never one of the big ones.
What was last year? Give me the name.
I had 2 puppies and 2 Pomeranians, and one of the ones on the $12 single entry on DraftKings.
Kitchen, normally you kind of start a conversation with your guest of honor and not get into minutia bullshit with Davis.
Well, we will. We are currently on the clock right now.
Wow. Sneak peek behind the curtain. We've got Kitchen's rankings. Take a screenshot, everyone. Those are artisanal boutique Soccer Dave best ball rankings that you just missed out on.
So to let the, we're going to service the audio listeners so good right now, and then we'll get to Jack. We've got a 3, 4, Yeah, 3, 4, 5. Is that right?
No. They don't feel serviced, I'll tell you that much. After that.
Peter is drafting third. I drafted fourth. Jack is drafting sixth. Tucker Davis and drafting eighth. So we are all drafting in a little pocket in the middle of the round, and I'm going to be on the ass end of the of this second round, which is going to be brutal.
In the first round, Pete goes Reek. Davis goes Christian McCaffrey over Cooper Kupp, which is interesting. We'll get to that in a second. And then with the number six overall pick, we've got Snapback Jack, a.k.a. Jack Settleman, on the show with Bijan Robinson. So, yeah, go ahead and just explain your Bijan.
Noted
love.
University of Texas Longhorn Slappy, Jack Settleman.
That's right.
A few things to cover first in the intro. Job well done. Although, you would think that I would have had the fucking Marlon Humphrey news, but, you know, apparently I'm not sourced in there, so... sources are few and far between, even when they're friends. But Bijan Robinson, I famously, right after the draft, came on the airwaves and said that I thought he would actually not be a good pro player. So after watching him for years, Bijan's best abilities come by breaking down the defense and being a 20 to 25 touch guy, and that's where he thrives. We know that there is virtually no players in the league that get 20 to 25 touches, hence the depleted running back market. But this is the highest paid guy who they offered a, you know, they used a first round pick on him. So if there's a time to own Bijan, it would be in year one and two. So, you know, I'm going to go with him over another friend of mine, Austin Eckler, who, look, he's getting a little older. He is.
That's another friend and fantasy life investor now, Austin Eckler. Wasn't he on the round
that
you just
table?
Yeah, I think so. Peter, big news for those that don't know Fantasy Life, the newsletter, now the website, now just going into everything, raised $2 million. So big news yesterday. And I'm choosing Tony Pollard over Derrick Henry. That should also be big news.
Why are you? Why would you do that to me?
Why?
Why would you do?
Davis, I don't know if you know this, but Zeke not going to the Cowboys. So why isn't Pollard's ranking in that 12, 13 range now? I don't know, but I'm going to get as much of them as I can. You're wanting to go running back. You are going running back in honor of chasing Kareem.
Well, I wouldn't have if I would have been able to get Waddle or Olave. Jack got me on Olave. Why would I not take Derrick Henry? Do you know who he plays in week 17, Dave?
Yeah, Houston. Week 15 and 17. But let's get back to Pete. Pete, anything to say about the $2 million round being raised? I mean,
it's very exciting. If you read the press release, you'd know that it all started with Kitchen's Tree, then I started writing the newsletter for Matthew. And so really, we should all be wishing you a congratulations, Kitchen, because you're really the one who made this all happen.
If you really think about it.
Yeah. Actually, I do have some breaking news, but we'll save that for later on in the show. Wow. I'm motivated now. Like, let's get it. You know, the tree is just ripe. Like the fruit on the tree is just.
Who are you getting to claim now?
So ripe. I get to claim a lot of people, but I just feel like with Jack on the show, with Pete, and the $2 million, round being raised, like I am motivated. All right, so let's take a step back. Jack Settleman on the show. Jack, how would you describe yourself? Are you still director of winning and breaking news? Like, just explain to people that may be listening to the podcast, and let's just assume they don't know what digital horse stables are. They didn't pay attention during the Kentucky Derby. Just explain yourself.
Ooh, I will say I'm not a good multitasker when it comes to drafting, because it uses a lot of my brain power. So forgive
me.
How would I describe myself? I would say a sport. Hold on, I am on the clock here.
Oh, I thought you were going to read your LinkedIn bio word for word.
Alex has a press statement for me to release in a minute. Are we drafting Josh Jacobs? He's not.
Yeah, sure.
He's not going to do. Oh, all right. Well, just
live a little. Live a little.
Just live draft, a little. That's the whole Jacobs. Name of the game.
Yeah, I'm a fully embrace the bit, best player on the board type vibes. How would I describe myself? So I'm in the sports industry.
Yeah.
I started a Snapchat account when I was a senior. Actually, the first post on the account was at the Texas OU game 2018. So I was a senior at UT. And then I worked at Action Network. So, you know, some more sports betting. I don't want to give.
We could have been brethren if you would have stayed. Like, yeah. I was going to ask you this because some people call you the younger, better looking Darren Rovell.
Right. That's fucked up. What? I'm friendly with Rovell. He's a little obviously clueless, but his intentions are well.
That's my coworker you're talking about. Easy, pal.
So I worked at Action, so I have experience there. And then my whole thesis in what I'm doing is like personalities in sports is what drove the industry. So like even SportsCenter, it was the Stuart Scotts and the Van Pelts. And, you know, now that highlights and stuff are decentralized, no one has turned on SportsCenter in, you know, the last 4 years. So I would say that being on the stream kind of further proves that. I am the head of winning at Underdog Fantasy, which speaks to our partnership with Underdog. What else do I do? Yeah, from time to time, we try and break news. Some news. Yeah, we break news in our free time, though. Like, we're not tryhards like those, you know, like some of those other guys. But hold on. Mike Williams, Travis Etienne.
Jack's had this conversation so many times with his uncles, you know, like you come home for Christmas and they're like, so she's like, what do you do? Like, what's your vibe? Like, what's going on?
Well, my grandmother, she doesn't understand what I do. But she did tell me just a couple years ago to get a real job. So I entertained the conversation. I said, so what would a real job be? And she said, I don't know. Like you could like work on a assembly line or something or at a printing factory. And so it was just good to hear her supporting my dreams and aspirations by telling me to get a real job. But yeah, I'm just in the sports world. We just launched a podcast with Marlon Humphrey. So timing of this stream, not ideal given this morning's news, but he'll be back, you know, in a month or so. And
yeah. So this would be my question as far as like Marlon Humphrey's out for a month. That was like, you know, that came across, I think maybe even an ESPN alert, the Athletic alert, like it, Underdog. I mean, but I didn't see according to Jack Settleman or per Jack Settleman.
I know. So, yeah, well, I'll have a conversation with him about that. My instinct is that the people that they're getting news from, those sources, Rappaport, or I think Mike Garofalo broke that one. It's probably reported on by like team doctors or team PR, you know, and it's not really a player source as much. I would guess that Marlon did know the news that he was going to get foot surgery today, but the whole timeline is freaky because then Harbaugh said that it's been lingering and I was just with Marlon on Saturday and, you know, there was no mention of a lingering foot issue. So we will hopefully clear that up in the future. But
yeah. Well, Jack, one of the rumors floating around is, you know, people who follow your Instagram saw that you were golfing with Marlon. Some of the rumors are he suffered that injury while golfing, maybe fishing one of your slices out of the woods or something. Is that true?
Hold on. Is TJ Hawkinson?
Hold on. He's on the clock.
Pushing Kirk sucks. No, I don't want Kirk.
Jack explaining who he is to Kitchen sounds like his uncle asking him what he's been up to at a family holiday.
I like Tyler's message. That is kind of what I would say the vibe is. It's like I know social media just because I've been doing it for years and years, and we're trying to build something on social. And if we gotta sell some NFTs in the meantime, then that's what we do. But
Jack.
I did not cost Marlon his season.
Well, and no offense, but on this show, we don't really care about Marlon. Like,
yeah, no, it's
this is a This is a fantasy show, right? Well, like, Davis doesn't even know who Marlon Humphreys is.
What if he shut down my Tyreek Hill in week 17? I was going to be a little worried.
Aren't you worried?
So it is interesting you say that, because I am a man of the people, which will always be my kind of tagline. And I inquired with him, and I have the clip loaded, and we are set to release it in the next couple of days. Because what does everyone who is watching or listening want the answer to? Who's the alpha? And I have that information. And so maybe you want to watch my draft strategy today, who I decide to pair with Lamar Jackson, but I have some information there. But
is this like which one of the three wide receivers you want to target?
Yeah, that's what I inquired with Marlon.
If I already took that guy?
Did you take Zay?
You didn't. Mark Andrews didn't go to Boston College, sir.
All right, let's break down some of these teams real quick. Pete goes with Reek and comes back with Devonta, then Mark Andrews, Drake, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, which I don't know, the Seattle's third wide receiver.
Mm.
At the beginning of the fifth round,
is JSN a pursuit of slappiness pick?
Hang on, is the live a little bro shaming someone for reaching well ahead of ADP for a pick? Am I hearing that right, Kitchen?
No, I'm a little bit surprised coming like from that. You. Maybe maybe you're on team live a little though.
I mean, I'd like to think I was. I thought I was going to be joining the Live a Little Bros, but apparently you're
well,
now
the title
ADP
was though. Live a Little Bros versus ADP Hoes.
Yeah.
And you were on the Ho squad.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
So that means he's not allowed to take the guys he likes.
No, I'm saying
Kitchen. I've been reaching for guys the last couple days.
Okay, like who? Like tell us.
Kenny Gainwell. I've been taking him in like the 13th round.
Mm. Oh man, big Jack did not like that Gainwell.
No, Addison a lot.
Yeah.
He got sniped, so, David.
I'll just take Mike Evans, who will have his first 9,000 yard season. I'll just lock him in there.
Davis, I'm a little bit surprised you in on Gainwell.
Well, he was already my most drafted player, but I'm just taking
right,
him
but he's
more
been
now.
Steamed up, and you're still taking him. And
well,
last show,
I kind of wanted
me...
to get, I've kind of wanted to get short on DeAndre Swift this entire time. So
okay,
you know we're working on doing that.
Why is because Kittle falling past... this much? This is getting out
because people are horny. People are horny for Pitts and Waller now.
The one time I take Andrews, I can enjoy this Kittle value.
Yeah, you can set him up. You can set him up late with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, you go bully tight end. Live a little.
No, I take Pitts with Kelsey just for the vibes.
Pete, I want you to look in the camera and say, he doesn't fit my structural concept for this.
Kitchen, you're now not realizing this is the second pick you've advocated for because of ADP purposes. You want me to take George Kittle because he was at the top of my queue. I just want to live a little, Kitchen. You're an ADP host.
I know, but you're saying, no, but I'm flipping this back on you because you're saying I can't draft him because he doesn't fit my structural concept for this draft. And I'm saying you can. Like, you can draft a holy tight end squad.
You literally could draft whoever. That's the beauty of this game.
Thank you. Someone right. tagged me in the Swolecast chat in the Deposit Kingdom Discord on Peach channel. And it was from Gretch. And it said, basically, we do not know. Or basically, no one knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Which is just him taking and putting, we just don't know, and asking OpenAI to ChatGPT to like rephrase that.
I think ChatGPT totally. Is actually dead, so I would check that.
Yeah, didn't you hear?
Yeah, I'm pretty
it's
sure
dead,
they,
brother.
They're in debt. Was that
it's
what I was
cost,
hearing?
It's cost too much money to power it base versus what people were paying for it.
Wow. I'm gonna.
There are other ways to get your GPT love without having to pay for it, like Bing.com. Okay. Oh boy. Look.
When
who
we
is
get
available.
To the fun part of the show where me and Davis talk about the Chiefs' fake wide receiver room.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they had a big wide receiver room last year.
Shouldn't we? I guess we should wait until we get to one of their ADPs. Tony should be up soon, right?
Probably.
Two more rounds.
Yeah, okay. I mean, every Chiefs wide receiver stinks, but it doesn't matter because we have the greatest athlete in human history on the team.
Yeah, no debating that.
Richie James is the one that people are going to be like, why wasn't I drafting Richie James? That's going to happen.
Wait, we're aligned on this? Pete invited me on here, and I thought we were going to get like Sky Moore, Tony talk, and now we're just like
aligned. Sky stinks. Sky is like the worst, and Tony is the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, we'll just never see him. No one knows if he's real or not, so I guess we are aligned.
Ian Davis hates Justin Ross, was like victory lapping his injury. Now he's back today. Davis, have you apologized on Twitter?
I did not victory lap. I said all it took was me drafting him once. I was the one who did that to him.
It was bag defending. It was veiled bag defending.
Yeah. Big Ross defenders.
Might have been. Big Ross. I mean, the Justin Ross military industrial complex is one of the most powerful secret cabals inside of fantasy football.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, every practice has a video of a different Chiefs receiver scoring a touchdown. It seems like.
I mean, that's probably a preview of the season, though, right? Like, it is. Right. It's just going to be the exact same thing that happened last year, which is that we're going to wish cast on all these guys. They're all going to have between 400 and 600 yards, between 3 and 6 touchdowns, and every single one of them is going to be disappointing to own in fantasy.
Thank you. Okay. So why did I get made fun of on Club Top Shot for a take that was very similar to that?
Just we don't call it Club Top Shot anymore. We say the club or CTL. We've been trying
for legal reasons
for about a year.
For legal reasons, it's just the club.
What thing did you get roasted for on the club, Jack?
For shitting on all the Chiefs wide receivers and saying that, you know, you don't actually want to own any of them just because they play with Patrick Mahomes, and that the guys you want to own look like Isaiah Pacheco, who is now on Team Snapback Jack, or Richie James.
Well, I'm about to disregard my own advice.
Taking Sky.
Wow. Oh my
God. Was that a little showmanship?
I need a wide receiver, and Michael Thomas and Jameson Williams are like the most undraftable, untouchable guys in
the Juju role
that was so productive last year.
Michael Thomas, I'm trying to get even more of.
I checked my exposures today, and I've got a redacted amount of Jameson Williams. So I just need to do more drafts that don't have Jameson Williams on them, because I get in this pocket of drafts all the time where I'm like, I need a wide receiver. I already have another Cowboy or another Lion. I could take Jared Goff after. And it's bad. I really need to not do that anymore, because the vibes on Jameson Williams, like, literally could not be worse. Perhaps record setting bad vibes from Jameson Williams.
It's bad.
Because he's dropping passes, or
every update on him is like, he hurt his hamstring, he can't catch. Oh, he got targeted 4 times in preseason, but didn't catch any of them. He can't get open. Like, it's just never, like, oh, the coaches are really impressed with Jameson Williams' work ethic. It's never that.
Lou Dog says Michael Thomas was literally the 1.01 one year. Sky might not even get 100 receptions in his career, which is actually a rhyme. So shout out to Lou Dog for that.
Shout out to Lou Dog for one of the greatest niche humor videos in the history of the internet.
So good.
The pursuit of slappiness. Did you catch it, Dave?
No.
For sure David didn't catch it.
I have been in meetings the past 2 days.
Okay, well, it came out on Saturday.
With Rovell or
Pete, what do I do here? Charbonnet or Dylan, Pete?
Charbonnet.
Yeah,
don't go Dylan.
You got CMC and Henry. Swing for the fences, Davis.
Dylan is the guy has limited upside in that offense. I'm out on running backs from Green Bay. All right. I'm up with the 9th overall pick. We'll recap the picks in just a second.
Will we?
Is that a promise?
No, we will.
This is a very badgeless room. I think the normies have come for best ball.
Jack, when did you get your badge?
I don't know. I'm just realizing that. It's so exciting.
Badge.
Didn't you ask for like a special badge, like a special dog?
Well, we have a headband. If you look very intensely at my dog, he's got the little snapback headband, but no badge for us.
You know,
I'm actually a man of the people, so I do not have a badge.
I mean, seeing Jack have a badge, you know how like when the elderly will often have to like retake their driver's test to prove that they can drive? I feel like Jack should have to take like a best ball test to keep his badge.
All right, yeah, give me some basketball trivia. I can tell you.
Didn't you max BBM last year?
I did.
Who are the Eagles playing in week 17?
So last year I had all week 17 memorized. And cuz I was drafting super early. This year I drafted 12 teams until we got to August. So,
and so you're telling me you don't know.
Well, hold on. I have Bricks overlay. I'm allowed to say that, right? That's like a legal thing.
No.
Yeah.
Use code Jack for 10% off. But who do the Eagles? Arizona. Do they play Arizona?
Boom. Got it. Okay. Nailed it.
They do.
That was a good amount of vamping while Jack pulled up the schedule on one of his 8 phones.
No, I think it's because I'm. Was there just an Arizona or Eagle up here on the board? I just saw it, but yeah, hey, I don't think I can do the whole.
Can we work on this board display? Like our video boxes are cutting off all the picks as they come off the board.
There we go.
Sosa, big important news for Sosa as well. Not sure if you guys heard, Pete. You weren't on when he said this. Fella's getting married this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait,
getting married right before the season starts.
Wait, Sosa had a child outside of wedlock? Yeah. Are you allowed to be in Kitchen's tree if you fornicate before marriage?
Sosa, is there any shotguns that are present or if after the baby?
Congrats, Sosa. No,
yeah,
we're almost anniversary bros, dude. We're gonna be 1 week off of each other.
And I have met Sosa's fiance, soon to be wife, and I will say that she is way too good to.
All do. Right, is Willie Chili on auto draft, or did he just take Brian Robinson for his fifth running back?
Given that he drafted Jameson Williams and Brian Robinson, I'm going to say there's a chance he's on auto draft.
Yeah,
no, the auto drafters don't get Kelce and Mahomes. That's a very purposeful decision.
This is the stone. Worst spot in the draft. There's not one guy on my screen who I want.
It is pretty bad.
I agree.
I nicknamed a draft the other night.
My second quarterback.
Come on, Davis. Let me have Gino.
I renamed it with ZZZ because I knew I was going to fall asleep while I was drafting it because like every single person felt like they were falling asleep too because every single pick was timing out and I was like, I can't do this. So I just
sweatiest thing I've ever seen. Someone on DraftKings changed their DraftKings profile picture to the little sign that indicates because when you're on DraftKings, your logo changes to the auto draft logo, and someone on DraftKings changed their profile picture to
the gear.
Yes,
that's
to the gear.
Badass.
Oh. That is
too
so
good.
Sweaty. I mean, that is crazy.
I love that. Like
that's some game theory right there.
That's just good theory. Fun.
That's just good fun per David Kitchen.
Jack, we kind of went past all of the Baltimore wide receivers without getting the alpha. So who is the alpha?
He said we have to listen to his podcast.
Yeah, look at my little stack.
Hang on, let me go look.
He's got Odell.
Odell is the answer.
Oh. No,
that is what
Draper and Zay were gone. So
Odell is totally the answer, though, that a NFL player who's been around for a long time would give because they just give respect to Odell Beckham. Like that's like when they do the NFL top 100 and the players get like everything wrong. It's just like, yeah, it's like he's Odell Beckham. He's the best.
See, this is what bums me out is that we have
Jamal Williams.
We have both the how the NFL top 100 voting works. That clip was going out today, and then we also obviously have him talking about Odell. He said The funny clip is he says week one of training camp, he's guarding Odell, and he turns to the coach and he's like, we spent all this money on Odell. Like, he might be like out of gas. And then he said week two, you know, he started to pick up a little
once
speed.
He got back in shape. He's probably feeling, I would say right now, this week is probably about the best Odell Beckham is ever going to feel after the age of 30. And it's literally all downhill from like the 5 days that Odell Beckham is living right now.
Yeah. And Marlon said now he's like he looks like Odell Beckham. So like you said, we'll see what happens when November and December roll around, but the Ravens are going to have to score a lot of points this year as long as Marlon's out, because the defense will be solid, but the secondary, the corners are in serious trouble.
You drafted Jamal Williams in the 11th round. I don't think he can be in the Live a Little squad any longer.
You don't like Jamal, or you do?
No.
Wait, but that's like, you want to talk about living off vibes. Like, he is.
Yeah, Jamal Williams is nothing but vibes.
Yeah, he's vibes and touchdowns.
He's unsexy. He's an unsexy pick.
No, that's not true.
The sexy pick would have been Dalton Kincaid. Would have been what a Live a Little Bro would have done?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, but what? I've already went on record and said I'm Checkers Jack, and I'm not drafting.
Hey, I will say this. I know that we have an underdog investor on this show and an underdog employee contract, whatever the head of winning is.
We have a couple underdog investors here. You don't think Jack got his beat wet? His beak wet there a little bit? Come on.
But DraftKings, if you're a Ravens fan, DraftKings
all free.
Is an amazing.
They are free.
Really?
Amazing place to draft. Because
Bateman goes like after Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. And J.K. Dobbins also goes way late, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Should
Bateman not? Where's Odell go? After Bateman?
No, Bateman. Or, Bateman no, goes before. First of all of them. Odell goes. Does he still go before Zay, or is that switch now? Either way, it's very close. And then Bateman goes like 20 picks after each of them.
Interesting. Okay. That is good intel. And I legally can draft on DraftKings, so I'll check that out. Should I draft MVS? I heard like he's, you know, a lot of air yards. And
Rice.
And, you know,
Rice,
you're the Chiefs
MVS.
Thought wide receiver thought later, Jack. Give us the MVS alpha.
Hey, by the way, we totally skipped over Kitchen taking unstacked until he got David Njoku, Deshaun Watson. The man has a sickness, Jesus. And the only cure is more Deshaun Watson.
Do you have like 85% Deshaun Watson on underdog, Dave?
No, it's not that much. But
I don't know if I
buy do have
it.
quite a bit of him. I don't know if you saw Levitan's tweet, but the fella is continuing to run a lot, including design runs. There's a top five and the top five season for him.
Did you like that report that the Eagles players were taking cheap shots at him in the joint practice between the two teams?
If you got to think about
one guy who a lot of these guys wouldn't mind taking an extra jab at, you got to think it's Deshaun Watson.
As a sports media guru, Jack, did you watch Hard Knocks episode one?
I actually did not watch, and I don't watch Hard Knocks, but I've seen a lot of the content from it. Why?
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right. I've been kind of critical of Aaron Rodgers. The way, you know, some of the family stuff has been. He came across as likable to me. Mm-hmm. And then I go on Twitter and I see some people like Corain and other guys that are like criticizing Rodgers. And then I was like, maybe that's like a me thing. Like they're also criticizing. So I didn't know if you had any takes on it.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I did see a lot of reaction that was, you know, pro Rodgers. I think McAfee.
He came across as likable to me.
This is the thing with Rodgers. It's like
it's so 50-50 if he's going to be likable or be a dick. Like you can never tell which version of him you're going to get.
And it's also likely that it's just like if things are going well, that you're going to laugh at the shit he's saying. And then if things are going poorly, like I saw a clip last night
fucking jail where he was
like fucking with Zach Wilson, and like it's nice, you know, when the Jets are projected to be good, I guess, this year. But, like, if they're 6-5 and he's giving dickish answers to the media, then I don't think people will like it very much.
Davis is not having a good draft. This might be Davis's best draft, but if you ask him, like, every pick, it feels like
That pick right there, I was like, no chance is Pete going to take Roshan. He just took Gainwell from me. Like, he just did, like,
The Gainwell pick was, I knew I had two chances to not let Gainwell get back to you, but I wanted to make sure I got it on
those
my
were I So I had Gainwell and I had Roshan, and I had no plan. I just almost scrolled down to 180 and took Rashid Shaheed. Like, I had no idea what to do there. That was like if I'd been doing like four at a time, I would have clicked like Chig or something. Like I did not know what to do right there.
So you guys led Albert O, right?
That's Davis's guy. Loves him.
Yeah, not anymore.
So like what's the deal with Dolchich this year?
Same thing. It literally is the same thing.
Who's the tight end to have?
No one. They're just gonna
Troutman, Jack. Get a little unique.
Troutman's the guy in the first and second downs, playing.
Yeah, but it's just like you can't like a timeshare tight end. Like no point. You know,
we right, still don't know.
You guys are drafting Isaiah Likely.
So. Little scrolling, buddy. Little scroll.
I mean, Likely. It just you know, Likely is sort of a bet against Odell. He's a contingent bet on Mark. I mean, he played a lot last year. Like not many rookie tight ends. Get as many. He played 40% of their snaps last year, and he was the best tight end in the NFL in targets per route run.
I mean, he's everyone in Baltimore loves him. I love him, but he played a lot because in a National Football League playoff game, we rolled out DeMarcus Robinson, DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, it was all bad.
Hopefully, that doesn't need to be the case.
Zeke goes in the 13th round.
It's like, I mean, I would definitely rather have Ezekiel Elliott than Devin Singletary. Ezekiel Elliott is
seriously?
The new in. Yeah. Oh, Devin Singletary.
Breeze, can we add that to our list of bets, Davis? Can I get
if there
Singletary
is,
versus
Peter,
Zeke?
If there is like even a 10% chance that Dare Ogunbowale is like in this running back rotation, Devin Singletary is like the worst pick on the board.
Davis, then just put your money where your mouth is. Straight up, underdog points, full season,
sure,
no injury
booked.
Clauses.
Booked.
Zeke versus Singletary.
50 bucks booked.
All right, booked. Willis, will you write that one down? Along with the JSN, what was it? JSN versus Lockett median projection week 17 by Mike Leone.
Yes.
Wait, what's that one? I'll take JSN all day.
Thank you. It's literally who Leone has projected for more, not who scores more, who Leone projects for more. It's a real process. Wait, bet.
I also saw Leone's tweet. Is he, that's, was that a real picture? Him and Herzig?
Oh yeah, that's an old picture
one.
That resurfaced.
Oh my god, probably... that's one of the funniest pictures in internet history.
You're probably in Kentucky Downs. I could, you basically during your press run, but he went golfing and had a very unfortunate outfit. He got made fun of pretty bad. And so basically he was saying that people had assaulted him when Elon, he quote tweeted Elon's tweet.
Tank Dell is dead ass up to wide receiver 78. Just incredible stuff.
I said Kentucky Downs. What is it?
Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby.
At the Churchill Downs.
No, what's Churchill Downs? Yeah. That's what it was. I was trying to look for Churchill Downs.
All right, Davis, you got me back. You got me back with the Jeff Wilson snipe.
I mean, this team stinks ass. I mean, this is a bad Basketball Mania team. Like, my focus is just not there.
I didn't realize you got Rojo as well, Peter. Roshan Johnson.
That's not his name. His name is Rojo. Already exists. It's already a player.
No, Rojo 2.
Yes, I did select Rojo 2.
Yeah, which Davis has also been high on, and I like as well. The comedy that was the Titans versus Bears preseason game with those two long, short passes that just got taken to the house.
Is that a preview of the Titans defense this year?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. But I can't draft Khalil Herbert or really Justin Fields anymore. Like they got steamed up so much. But Rojo 2, as we call him, is still pretty good value. He looked good. And Tajay Spears looked amazing, too, if you watch that game.
Peter, are you at all concerned about how shitty the Texans looked? Because it was a little
jarring. Did you think they were going to be good, Davis? They have, like, the worst team total.
The Texans being... It's different thinking about it in a vacuum. Like, C.J. Stroud, he could run around. They have some young wide receivers. And then you see how bad it is. And you have, like,
Stroud doesn't run.
I meant, like, he'll run around in the pocket. He'll make things happen. You know, like, he was so fun at Ohio State. And then you just see it. You literally just see it. You have the visceral reaction of, like, this is awful. And then you're like, wow, this isn't fun.
You're very much on the Live a Little Bros team because I've for years been begging people to just stop drafting, like, shitty players on shitty teams. Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
You guys are drafting Sky Moore, who's a shitty player on a good team. At least they're going to be good. But, like, sometimes we're drafting bad players on bad teams. And it's just, you know, it's not the strategy for me.
But, Davis, when you say, are you worried about the Texans being shitty? Is that in regards to our bet? Because I'm pretty concerned about the Patriots being just as shitty.
Yeah, big breaking news. We got an injury to Treylon Burks. Goes to the ground as he gathers a deep ball, gets up limping. Medical people are looking at his left knee. He's on his back going to the cart.
Well, considering this is the guy who did a eulogy for Justin Ross yesterday and now he's back on the field, you're not really a reliable source.
I'm just reporting the breaking news. So wait, okay, ask me the Houston Texans question again. I was not listening. I'm sorry.
Wait, you guys will just like
player on DraftKings.
What did you say, Jack?
I'm just amazed that you guys will continue a conversation about the Houston Texans with news like that and soccer tape on the screen.
He's holding his upper calf underneath per Paul Kuharski.
Did he go off on the front or the back of the cart? This is the information.
It's important.
I played pickleball yesterday and had a calf strain, and I'm playing on playing today. So maybe it's just like a day-to-day thing. This is a true story. But also, I did see Treylon last week. He looked great. At church. And he looked awesome.
Are you going to – and some of the other elders should lay a hand on – what is it, a knee? A little prayer circle.
We're going to have to get his permission. Have to get his permission first. But I'm not opposed to it.
Okay, Peter, ask me the Texans question.
No, I said, you asked me if I was worried about the Texans being shitty. I assume that pertained to our Singletary bet. And I'm saying, are you not concerned about the Patriots being shitty? And the guy you just bet on, his out to beating me is goal line carries.
Oh, No, I just think Zeke is the inconvenient truth. He's just going to play way more than you think. I'm worried about the Texans because I was chasing Nico up the board. Fucking Luke Musgrave, 177. These drafts are not fun anymore. They're not fun. Yeah, we've officially
Musgrave
reached
Musgrave going
stage.
Here is old news. This is his
we,
new
we
ADP.
Just, I
Musgrave,
am just making the, it's
Peter
not fun
already
anymore.
Pumped his bags last week when he said he
it's
was
not, we're not having fun. I'm not having fun anymore. Drafts are, it's
barely...
not...
Kitchen, I barely packed my bags before pumping them. I don't have to get flagged for pumping.
See, the
my
beauty
bags.
Is of not drafting until now is I'm not anchored to anything. I know that he got, you know, he went a couple rounds later earlier in the summer, but like, you know, that's all I know. So it's very relieving to not be anchored to some of the ADP.
Just I'm not having a good time.
I'm
actually
so
I'm
depressed right
time.
Now. I'm so depressed.
Let's just relax, Kitchen. Let's just wait for the follow-up report.
If it makes
crying.
You feel any better, it's not going to impact the Tennessee Titans' success of winning a Super Bowl this year at all.
I still love Treylon Burks, and he's my most owned player on DraftKings.com. So
okay, well that is, I mean that's not great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean it's not. That's. Oh my gosh! All right, let's focus a little bit and get some hot takes from Jack. What offenses are you looking forward to this year? Like, who are some high powered offenses, maybe players, rookies other than Bijan that you're hearing good things about?
All right. I'm all in on Lawrence and the Jags. I think year two with Doug, this is the normal breakout timing for Lawrence. I said Trevor Lawrence would be a Hall of Famer before he played a snap in the NFL. So maybe it's just me hoping, but we saw the flashes at the end of last year and in the playoff game. So Jags, I'm good with. I am bummed. The one player I'm bummed to miss out on is, like, I thought Calvin Ridley was the best wide receiver on the Falcons, like even towards the end of Julio's tenure. So I'm excited for him to really get his shine. So definitely
yeah,
there.
But-
Yeah.
You drafted Christian Kirk. He wasn't even in on wide receiver two sets.
Yeah, no.
Not sure if you saw
I
it was Zay Jones.
Pick. Yeah.
Who's on my team.
He is on your team.
I'm sure you saw that.
I'm buying the Chargers hype. I think that will they be able to pay off Eckler plus the three wideouts and maybe even Everett? Probably not, but Herbert should be in for a big season. I'm bullish on the Ravens, but I am still skeptical, even as the, you know, world-renowned biggest Lamar stan in the world. There are inconsistencies in his passing. He can make throws, but he can also miss throws. So I'm just skeptical that he's going to be able to support all those weapons. Like, I would be more confident in Herbert.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. Like, I will say I was a little influenced by the new underdog show that features Case Keenum on there.
Yeah.
And basically said, like, charge to the moon.
Colt McCoy.
That's what I said. Yeah. But said basically Chargers offense to the moon with the new OC Kellen Moore, which we already have heard, but just to hear another NFL quarterback.
It's hard to leverage that in drafts. It is actually, like, it's hard to really harness that because every Chargers player is so expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but you can get, well, Mike Williams, not that expensive. If you think he's going to be the alpha, if you think that it's.
Yeah, but he's got, like, no path to being the alpha other than Keenan getting hurt.
That's not true.
Like, there's no 17 game season where they both play where Williams gets more targets than Keenan.
Oh, no. I do like Kyler. Should I take him?
I mean, yeah. Kyler at 200.
No!
He almost got through. He auto-drafted Hunter Renfro.
That's your Renfro timeout.
Hurts knee. Holy shit.
GN, Soccer Dave. GN.
Kitchen, why don't you click the star?
The star method. I should have. I was too busy talking about
it. I didn't want to say this, but Peter, the star method got me today. I got a little bit of fourth round Jacoby Myers today.
You're cute. Tell me why you starred Jacoby Myers.
Because he got Devontae.
Drafted Devontae Adams. So I start every Raider and every Colt.
Wow. Wouldn't you get Pittman ahead of Myers?
Pittman must have Oh no, because I must have searched Raiders first, right? That's actually, wow, that's good alpha. So that's good. If there's a team with more high ADP players, you should star them first of the two when you go through. Like when you do Chiefs Bengals. This is
why the adventure of the star method is adjusting his process on the fly.
I mentioned last week that I wanted to sort by ADP on Underdog.
Don't do this again. He did this on the club yesterday.
I need that bring back.
You drafted Eric is Okonma? Is that how you say his last name?
His name correctly.
Yeah.
He was actually like kind of a fun player in college.
Davis knows.
Okay. So I got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Davis, when you saw two passes to Clyde to start the game and then a rush, what did you think?
Clyde?
Man, he's slow. Man, that guy's really slow.
He was not slow. That was Prince. Prince looked like he was slow.
I actually think that there were realities we could have lived in where Clyde was the lead running back for the Chiefs for like the first 6 weeks. But I think Prince is going to goodnight that because Prince is just going to play the McKinnon snaps to start the year.
No, it's going to be Clyde. That's why they threw the ball to him twice to see if he could handle it, and he did. And he's still free. He's still free in drafts. So please, public service announcement, draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Well, Kitchen just got an 18th round stud in Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Sexy pick. But I messed up this draft. I messed up this draft big time.
I don't really know what your draft was doing. I mean,
well, I know. And people think that I'm this experienced drafter. I still make mistakes.
You have unstacked Jared Goff.
I drafted Jared Goff because I thought Sam Laporta wasn't drafted yet, and he was. So I missed that somehow. Usually I would have gotten Tannehill to stack with DeAndre.
Hey, God, Kitchen. No, I'm not going to let you off the hook for this Jared Goff logic because you already took Hawkinson and Njoku through the first 9 rounds, and you took Jared Goff to add Laporta as your third tight end.
Mistakes. Mistakes were made. If we're being honest, I drafted Njoku, and then I was like, I've got two tight ends. I forgot I drafted Hawkinson. I got caught up in the conversation as well.
Yeah, Jack, did you feel like you were getting asked so many good questions by our host, David Kitchen, that it justifies why he wasn't paying attention to the
I'm not going to lie. I did. When he said Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I clicked on his team, and I was quite confused why he drafted Hawk at 56 and then had two more tight ends. I don't really get the strategy but
I didn't draft Dawson Knox either.
Dave, what is this team you just drafted?
That was an auto draft. This was bad. This is a bad draft. I had really like the comments, by the way, leave comments, please like and subscribe. The comments last week were very, very pro soccer, Dave. I deserve every bit of criticism for this show. Like roast me, please.
This is gonna be the team that finishes 37th in the regular season and gets Dave even on the air for best ball.
No, I don't think it's possible. Yeah, I don't think it's possible. Wait, but Overzet, how many of these style teams will you draft in a year? Because like I actually almost threw up like looking at your squad.
I barely get to draft these because I can never draft teams like this on my best ball breakfast streams. But occasionally on the Swolecast, when there's no badges or fake badges like Snapback Jack, you can get away with a true zero RB build.
Peter, close your eyes. It's week 3. You're going through and you're checking teams. How many projected points does your running back room on this team have?
Davis has just turned into a Twitter egg troll. You literally just did the Deddy Carter bit. I'm worried about your running backs, Davis.
Well, you have Kenneth Gainwell, so he's going to project for like 16, so it's fine.
By the way, Denny coming out with ADP is a lie is beautiful. Shout out to Denny. We really have to just.
This is my first Fields, Komet, Pitts team, which is going to be what you need in week 17 when it's just two greats, Cole Komet and Kyle Pitts, trading blows.
No, it's the Ritter, CPAT, Drake London with the row, Joe 2 bring back is the one you need.
We've decided, Peter, that this year's Ertz, Algier is Gainwell, Michael Wilson. That's the
who's we?
That,
you?
Yeah, me. I decided that.
It's not until Josh Norris gets tilted upon hearing it that it becomes official as this year.
It really, for me, was the moment of last summer, like when Josh Norris was like, I'm actually done with this. Like, I'm actually, like, he was entertaining it for, like, the first little bit of that stream, and then he decided, like, all right, I'm done. No more. No more of this.
All right, so let's recap teams. I'll take Peter's.
Do you want to recap yours, Dave?
No, I don't, but let's, for the audio listeners, we need to service them. Tyreek and Devonta for Peter with Mark Andrews. So he gets the Reek Andrews. I've got a million of these combos. Not unique at all, Pete. Drake London. Then he goes with a wide receiver 3 for Seattle, pairs him with another unproven wide receiver in the Washington offense. And then with the wide receiver 3 out of for the Chargers. So lots of secondary wide receiver threes. Yeah. But mm-hmm. You just don't know. He pairs Tua with Reek. A-Chain as well, Pat Freiermuth, and then goes with all the running backs that Davis Maddox likes. Jalen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell, Roschon Johnson, and Zamir White.
You did literally take every running back I like.
Yeah, I know. Caps off with Hubbard, C-Pats, which is Davis's Eskimo brother, and then Sam Howell and Desmond Ritter. So
it's weird that Davis could criticize my running backs while simultaneously saying they're all of his favorite running backs.
Like, I literally, mean, these, are probably, these are Jalen Warren, Gainwell, Roschon, and Chuba are probably my five most drafted running backs.
But all of them were on the board. You're still you realize one spot you go before Pete and one you go after him. You could have
Davis, also I'm confused. You said Chuba's one of your favorite. Chuba is just a Carolina version of Devin Singletary. They're the same thing.
He's got a little bit more.
And as Sam Sherman pointed out, and I'm on the I can see this take that LaVisca becomes the guy that you need if something happens.
Sam already capitulated on this.
No,
Sam already,
stay strong.
On ADP chasing this week, he was like, yeah, I just think it's Chuba.
Stay strong. And
Bryce Young played 11 snaps in the preseason. Hubbard played all of them.
Okay. Pete, you can take Jack's team.
Okay.
Yeah, give me good feedback.
All right, good feedback.
I lucked into some week 17 correlation. So I'm excited.
All right. So we got Lamar Jackson and Derek Carr at quarterback. We do get Lamar stacked up with Odell. And we get Derek Carr stacked up with Chris Olave here, as well as Juwan Johnson. Running backs, Bijan, David Montgomery, Pacheco, Jamal Williams, Gus Edwards, Leonard Fournette. Pretty like boomery running back room. This looks like an FFPC draft room right here, Davis. Yeah. Bijan, Montgomery, Pacheco, Jamal Williams, Gus Edwards, and Fournette. The wide receivers, Olave, Mike Williams, Christian Kirk, Mike Evans, Odell, Tyler Boyd, KJ Osborne, and then like some random dude on the Dolphins that no one's ever heard of. Tight end, Greg Dulcich. Honestly, like by the fucking dip, I like that at 163. Juwan at 174. Structurally, Jack, I think this is perfectly fine. Player takes, don't love a lot of these guys, but structurally, I think you did fine.
Yeah, you definitely drafted the running backs off of Silva's 150 for sure. All right,
I definitely
Jack, you take Davis's.
All right, let me navigate.
My team is bad, so this should be easy.
Davis begins with McCaffrey over Cup. Oh, you were gonna give us a reason for that. Did you have one?
No.
I just take the guys at ADP in the first round, other than Diggs and AJ Brown, really.
Okay. So McCaffrey paired with Henry, but you were crying because you wanted Pollard, but they play the Texans, and maybe having Henry and Devin Singletary is a combo you could want. DK Metcalf, who actually is wide receiver 3 for the Seattle Seahawks. who I like, but I do understand concerns. Justin Fields is the worst quarterback you could draft or stack with because he will not throw a passing touchdown this season. George Pickens, if he separates from anyone, could score one of the 6 touchdowns Kenny Pickett will throw this year. And then you can top that off with Kyle Pitts, who once again will not score because his quarterback's Desmond Ritter. Thankfully, though, in round 8, he grabs Sky Moore, who actually has a good quarterback. So if we actually go through the first 8 rounds, your quarterbacks are – Brock Purdy, Ryan Tannehill, Geno Smith, Sam Howell, Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and Desmond Ritter. Those are the offenses you're always going to want to be attaching yourself to. Thankfully, you get the Patrick Mahomes offense, But Patrick Mahomes isn't on special teams, so I don't really know how Sky Moore gets some points. Zach Charbonnet and Geno, so you do have that Seattle stack. They play
with Metcalf.
Did they play the Jets last year in Week 17? Who they play?
2 years ago. They play the Steelers with Jordan Pickens.
There you go. That'll be a high scoring affair. Mooney and Cole Kmet. So structurally, as we said,
wow,
pretty solid.
Compliment from Jack Settleman.
You handcuff two Miami running backs, which is quite interesting because A-Chain is the lead gunner on that team. You get some scraps from the Derek Carr breakout season in year 13. And you got Houston offense, Arizona offense. And, you want to pair that with Anthony Richardson.
He ends with Rashid Shaheed, Mechie, Michael Wilson, and Josh Downs. The Michael Wilson pick is interesting because he roasted me a few months ago for saying
I was wrong.
Michael Wilson.
Wow.
What was that, Davis?
Say that louder.
I mean, I wasn't wrong because of I wasn't wrong.
I didn't hear what you. I didn't hear what you said. We were talking over you.
I was wrong. Greg Dortch not going to be the guy. Michael Wilson's the man.
Wow, short King summer is over.
No. We're still drafting Tutu, buddy. We're still drafting Tutu and Josh Downs.
Tutu noted backup to Puka Nacua.
Dave, did you see Tutu got rested in the first preseason game, buddy? He's locked in.
Yeah, but Puka caught a touchdown. That's what they're going to need. All right. And then let's see who's left. Peter, did you roast? Davis, you roast my team, I guess.
Is it even worth it, honestly?
No.
Like Dave, this team is – you've drafted a lot of shitty teams on this stream. This is the worst one. I mean
– I'm not denying it. It's a bad team.
Hopkins,
he's got
even the alpha.
He's got uncorrelated DeAndre Hopkins, no Texans players. He's got uncorrelated Hunter Renfrow. He double stacked Deshaun Watson without Amari Cooper. So he's
which
got
honestly might be good enough to get me to the second round.
He drafted Rashee Rice ahead of ADP with no other Chiefs or Bengals. I guess he's got Jared Goff double bringbacked with Tony Pollard and Brandon Cooks. I mean, he took DJ Shark 25 spots ahead of ADP. Like, just I just clicking buttons. I mean, I don't know. Dan, I don't know what this is.
It was bad. It was bad, but I can just.
I think
I'm
you were starstruck. You were starstruck by having Jack on the show.
Traylon news. Like, because that really, the conversation, riveting conversation and the Traylon news. I'm hearing that from some inside sources that it could be a hyperextension or some sort of meniscus injury.
See, what inside
sources,
Dave? He read
the comment under the Schefter tweet.
No, Jack. I know. I believe. I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Yeah, you're past
the guy that does communion at the church.
No. I will say though, if Traylon's out for any extended period of time.
Are we off
Don't
Henry
say
now?
Kyle
Are we off?
Don't
Are
say
we
Kyle
off?
Phillips.
Are we off Henry?
Is that Dan Bach sighting behind there? Hi, Dan.
Wow, Dan.
Dan Bach sighting. You're on the big TV, Dan.
Wow. his Swolecast debut.
We got work that we've been doing this week. All right.
That is what people do at offices generally.
Because you're not going to make $3 million with the team you just drafted, so you best get back to work.
And on that note, here's the big piece of news. I wanted to announce it here. Pete, he's helped start a newsletter that just raised $2 million in funding. Jack has a social media empire that the thousands of teenagers covet. We have just like, and then there's Davis who doesn't want to be Davis when they grow up, but I'm going to announce that, starting a newsletter. I'm starting a newsletter.
You're finally doing it?
Starting a newsletter. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of posting frequency can we expect from
you? Is it dad posting? Is it best ball posting?
Nope. This is not going to have any of the best ball fantasy hot takes. This is going to be a newsletter for the guys out there that are in their 30s and 40s. Like, that's really what it's going to boil down to. You know, we'll be talking about, we'll be talking about male pattern baldness and testicles, but also like about,
oh my God, wow.
home entertainment, you know, good setups, anything that's related to sports, guys, health.
So you're basically trying to basically make Home Depot a newsletter.
No, it's like if Home Depot, Men's Health, and Best Buy had a newsletter, this would be it. There'll be limited pickleball content.
Tough conversation. Are you going to commit to a regular posting schedule?
This is, I don't know how else I'm going to raise $2 million for this, this newsletter.
Is that the inspiration?
You know, I'd already like talked about this. I've registered this domain name like years ago.
Announce the name.
It's called, it's just like a beehive landing page, but it's,
I know, but what's the name? You said you registered it years ago. It has to be good.
It's cavish.com. So cavish.
Oh, cavish. Gotcha.
Yes.
Like man cavish.
Man cavish.
Like man cave, work cave. Just
did you buy this? Was this just one of your business ideas where you were like, oh, and I got a heart out, by the way, so I got to leave here in a second, but was this just one of your ideas, like, oh, I'm going to buy this domain name and like Dave Portnoy is going to buy this for me to start some product like 2 years from now?
And then I'm going to buy it back for $0 2 years
later. I'm excited. When can we expect the first one?
I mean, I got to do it while the press is hot. So on Friday, I'm thinking either Thursday or Friday. So we'll see.
Can't wait.
The first newsletter is going to be focusing on setups for NFL viewing this year. So really tackling the whole YouTube versus NFL Plus versus, you know, what people should do.
That's
so,
actually helpful. That's actually,
we should, by the way, just while I'm thinking, we should have Liam on the stream next week and just sort of continue the vibes versus non-vibes based drafters, because Liam and Jack, there's an overlap there in vibes-based drafting for sure.
Yeah. I feel like we need to get in at least one DraftKings draft as well, so you guys can see how the
magic. I'd rather be associated with Rovell over Liam, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, Liam is so much better than Rovell. Liam is cool.
Rovell is cool to like card collectors and stuff, memorabilia collectors.
Did I hear you guys had like a random stream last night where 8 Best Ball Cabal members jumped on Liam's stream to do a draft and talk shop?
Two nights ago, but yes.
No. Wow.
I guess my invite
got lost in the mail.
I bet it was in your inbox. I bet if you go look.
I will be doing a show tomorrow with Rob Coakley on the Spike Week stream. So be on the lookout for that. Jack, anything you want to promote? I already plugged Big Content last week. I love it. It's a great show.
No, I just wanted to point out, in case you missed it, Dan Bach coming in and putting something on your window there. That was pretty harsh. I don't know if you saw.
Oh no.
Wow. Real His Woody R.I.P. Page Traylon. Vibes there.
Real
over
Woody
the shoulder.
Page vibes. Yeah.
This is probably one of Dan's mentors. All right, Davis, anything you'd like to say?
No, just really glad to learn from a 2-time best ball finalist. You know, just every week, I look forward to it. Feels blessed.
Flagship best ball finalist. And finally, the branch that is now just growing the tree into just an unbelievable shape, Peter Overzet.
Yeah, I did. I need to make sure I can get this Twitter account that I put down here at Kitchens Tree. I need to see if that's actually available. You know what? I finished the script for the 2023 Best Ball Bros video this morning. Hopefully we'll be recording that and getting that edited for next week. So a few of you who are on this stream might be making some appearances again. We shall see.
Oh, no. Oh, this resort, this Wi-Fi at the resort is a disaster.
Hey, we got some new lines to work with this year.
Very nice. Beautiful. All right. Well, thanks to Jack Settlement for joining us. This is a great show, and congratulations to our producer Sosa for getting married this weekend. You know, that a boy. way to go. You don't deserve your wife. You outkicked your coverage. So with that being said, we'll see you next time here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.